Seriously, 25th week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of the Proverbs, chapter 21, verses 1 to 6, and from 10 to 13. Like a stream is the king's heart in the hands of the Lord. Wherever it pleases him, he directs it. All the ways of man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who rules his heart. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the tutelage of the wicked is sin. The plan of the diligent are sure of profit, but all rash heads lead certainly to poverty. Whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. The soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eye. When the arrogant man is punished, the simple are the wiser. When the wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. Desert men appraise the house of the wicked. There is one who brings down the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: to hear and to practice God's word. In life, people do not live only for themselves, but in harmony with three other relationships: with God, others, and with the world. When there is a conflict between these three, people must leave their relationship with God above all, and then their relationship with others, and last of all, their relationship with the world. If people do not leave the three relationships and according to their priority, they must endure all bad results, no matter if they know or not. Today's readings center on the three relationships and give a reason why people must always find out and practice God's will in their life. In the first reading, the author of the book of Proverbs gave some practical advice for people in their relationship with God, others, and the world. In the Gospel, when Jesus was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they wish to see you," he said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Second, dialysis. Third reading, some practical advice for our life. The third point, to live rightly and humbly before God. When people have power in their hand, they think that they can do anything they want to. They do not know that they are controlled by God. For example, God viewed Assyrian king as a threat to wipe out the northern kingdom in 721 BC. Then he viewed Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylon king, as a threat to punish the Assyrians and to wipe out the southern kingdom in 587 BC and to bring them on exile. Finally, God viewed Cyrus, the Persian king, to take over the Babylonians and to issue a decree to set the Israelites free so that they can come back and re-establish their nation again. The kings might not know that they acted according to God's will, but no matter they knew or not, they were still doing God's will, as said by the author of the book of the Proverbs. Like a stream is the king's heart in the hand of the Lord. Wherever it pleases him, he directs it. Second point, to earn a living by diligently working. People tend to become rich quickly. They sell you any trick to attain of their goal. They forget that the richness they have by diligently working shall remain. But the richness they get by wicked way sooner or later shall disappear. Many people, because of wanting to become rich quickly, invest all what they have in the areas they think shall give profit quickly, such as stock, housing, lottery, etc. The result is that they lost all what they have. If the people read and think over the words of the book of Proverbs, they might not lose their property. The plans of the diligent are sure of profit, but all rash haste leads certainly to poverty. He who makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. Third point, to live in a way that God shall give us his blessing. The most miserable thing for people in life is that they live as though God does not exist. Since they do not believe in God, they do not love others. They are ready to violate justice, even to destroy others to attain what they want. God shall open their eyes to see all what they do when he causes them to suffer. At that time, even they cry out to God, he shall not hear them, because they had no mercy for others. The author of the book of Proverbs taught, the soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eyes. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. The Gospel. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. Third point. Who is my mother and brother? Luke reported in today's gospel. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." One can easily make a conclusion when hearing Jesus reply that Jesus did not have a special love for his mother and brothers. This is not correct, since Jesus' intention is to widen his family to all who do God's will, not only those who belong to the circle of his family. The only important requirement to become a member of God's household is to listen to the word of God and act on it. Second point, the Blessed Mother and Jesus' brother. Mary is Jesus' mother, not only because she gave birth to Jesus, but also the mother according to Jesus' requirement, that is, to listen the word of God and act on it. Mary heard and obeyed God's word in all of her life, in taking the vow of virginity, in saying yes to Gabriel's announcement in the Annunciation, in Cana, in the losing of Jesus in the temple, and especially in standing courageously at the foot of the cross with him, her son. Mary also obeyed Jesus to become the mother of all human beings. In a word, she set a good example to those who listen to the word of God and act on it. Many people rely on the expression, the mother of Jesus and his brother, to show that Mary cannot be a virgin because she had many other sons who are Jesus' brothers. This is not correct, since in Drake, there is only a noun, Adelphos, to indicate brother, whether blood brother or cousin or close friend or any though who had the same goal as in army, religious order, or any association. Therefore, one cannot rely on the noun Adelphos to make such a conclusion. The brothers mentioned here could be Jesus' cousins, James and Joseph, Salome's sons, or the apostles. They are brothers not only of the relationship, but also of having the same Jesus standard, which is to listen to the word of God and act on it. They sacrificed all to follow Jesus, to do God's will by proclaiming the good news. Application in life. We are only God's creatures and his instruments. Conscious of this or not, all of us are under God's providence. Since God controls our life, we must try to know and to do God's will. The most unhappy thing in life is that people live as though they know God. Since the people do not believe in God, they do not love others, even their parents and the members of their family. Therefore, the most important thing which parents must teach their children is to revere God, because to revere God is the source of all wisdom. The necessary requirement to become a member of God's household is to listen and to do God's will, not only to bear the title of Christian. Amen.